Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot, broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Poppy Evil. It is, well, oh my goodness, I've got to do it. It's Weasel Wednesday, I think. Yeah, it is. It's also the last day of January, the 31st day of January 2018. There's 1 month out the door. Unbelievable how time flies. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're expecting a high of 45 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we've got a warm-up for the next few days up into the 50s, and I ain't complaining. Shh, I'm keeping quiet about it. They find out I like it, something will happen. I know it will. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary. Well, to start off, we had the big State of the Union speech where Trump came out and declared himself in his own words, you know, talking about, well, we're gonna hear what he was talking about as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face and lawyer could get you undone. Say love ain't the same old south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. We've got the recordings available to listen to Donald Trump actually speak out of both sides of his mouth. So we're going to go to, this is from the State of the Union address last night, and we'll fill in, you'll see what I'm talking about. That was it? That can't be so.
Over the next few weeks, the House and Senate will be voting on an immigration reform package. In recent months, my administration has met extensively with both Democrats and Republicans to craft a bipartisan approach to immigration reform.
There will be no amnesty.
Based on these discussions, we presented Congress with a detailed proposal that should be supported by both parties as a fair compromise, one where nobody gets everything they want, but where our country gets the critical reforms it needs and must.
There will be no amnesty.
And must have. Here are the four pillars of our plan. The first pillar of our framework generously offers a path to citizenship for 1.8 million illegal immigrants.
There will be no amnesty.
Immigrants who were brought here by their parents at a young age. That covers almost three times more people than the previous administration covered.
Our message to the world will be this. You cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country.
Under our plan, those who meet education and work requirements and show good moral character will be able to become full citizens of the United States over a 12-year period.
Country. Our message to the world will be this. You cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country.
Well, there you have it, folks. The dirty, filthy lie right up to the date. And now all that's left is to, as for the Congress who has no authority to give our country away, to write it down on a piece of paper and this dirty, treasonous piece of trash sign it. That being said, we'll go to the first article. Sanctuary City crackdown excluded from White House immigration draft plan. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. A draft of an amnesty plan for illegal aliens by White House advisors specifically excludes cracking down on sanctuary city jurisdictions with which harbor criminal illegal aliens from federal immigration officials. Well, of course it does. You know, I was thinking about it last night, you know, and he's talking about another one of his pillars there was that they're gonna make the chain migration down to just the spouse and the children. So what you got here is, you know, you can figure four for every one, and they're talking 4 million, so that's about 11 million. What have they been working to get here for? How long have you been listening to that 11 million that they want in here? And this son of a bitch just did it. We told you at the beginning of the primaries and what might have you, Trump was being put in there to do what Obama couldn't do. And so far, I mean, we've seen it happen, man. He ran against this, specifically against this. Day one, the DACA was ending. DAPA had already been ruled unconstitutional through even the admiralty courts. And still, he's going to give it all. This is just the whole pack. I mean, it's the same shit and ass thing that we've witnessed all my life. They come up and tell you one thing, they turn around and do the very fucking opposite. And, you know, the big thing he's talking out there, well, we're going to get this border wall. Is Mexico going to pay for that, by the way? Do I got to get that clip and play it over and over again? Mexico's going to pay for it. No, they're not. A bunch of goddamn contractors are going to steal a bunch of more money of the Americans. Well, it ain't ours anyway. Go ahead.
Got to give him a chance, don't you know?
Give Trump. Let Trump be Trump, for Christ's sakes, people. In a draft, and not to mention, you know, we told you they're not going to get rid of any of this slave labor. This is the plan all along. Once they could get it established here, they don't have to ship our raw resources over to China and India and South Korea to be manufactured with slave labor. They can do it right here. Not one of them's going, people. Like we told you. I mean, here it is. We told you so. In a draft copy obtained by Breitbart News of the White House's plan to give potentially millions of illegal aliens a pathway to citizenship, a portion of the plan strikes through in red ink provisions that would punish sanctuary cities for harboring criminal illegal aliens by cutting off certain federal grants and aid. Former Koch brothers executive Mark Short, who previously led the failed Never Trump effort inside the pro-mass immigration billionaires network, helped craft the White House draft plan. Man, did we call? I mean, we talked about that when the Koch brothers came out and acted like they were against it. We told you it was bullshit. There was no way any goddamn a billionaire could be against this shit. I'm going to read that again because it's another we told you so. Former Koch brothers executive Mark Short, who previously led the failed Never Trump effort inside the pro-mass immigration billionaires network, helped craft the White House draft plan, along with Chief of Staff General John Kelly. I mean, you talk about it was us out here. That's what Trump stepped up for. He was our knight in shining armor. On his white steed, he was going to come in. He was going to get every one of them had to leave. We were going to have our country, America first. Who is he working for, people? Who has he been working for all along? And for you dead-headed bastards that went out there and voted and participated in this shit, here's what you got for the rest of us. Thank you very much. Network helped craft the White House plan, along with Chief of Staff John Kelly, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Christian Nelson, and other senior advisor Stephen Miller. Breitbart News' copy of the plan reveals that Senator Pat Toomey's Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act was stripped from the draft. Toomey's sanctuary city provision would prohibit sanctuary cities from receiving certain economic development grants from the federal government. Stripped? I mean, what we're really getting here is you're going to get some Jewish contractors down there going to, well, they can't, are not really going to build a wall. It's going to be for security on the border. Isn't that the word that old Mitt Romney used and goddamn McStain before him? It's security on the border. We're going to get that. It's going to have to be first. I mean, goddamn it, people. It was the same barrage of bullshit, and Trump just come out and just told you a fucking lie right to your face. There was never no intent. He lied to you deliberately, right to your face. And I'm sure that the Alex Joneses and the son of a bitches out there, these Trumpers who are, you know, traitors by profession. What did Alex Jones say about us? That we're fifth generation Americans. We're lazy and won't work. We need these sons of bitches to come in and take our country from us to displace us. I hate that dirty fat bastard, by the way, in case you didn't know it. Development grants from the federal government. The White House draft plan includes a pathway to citizenship from anywhere between 1.8 million and 4.5 million illegals. Now, if they're telling you that, like I said, when, by the time this is all squared away, you watch what I tell you. That 11 million number that was impossible. You'd never get that ever in this country. No freaking way. Now we got Trump. Are you kidding me? You ain't going to get one of them. Really? All 11 million. And with that 11 million, you can put, I mean, mixed in, you're going to have to try and sort those who just came across the border because there is no qualification of English or anything else. They're just blend in. What are you going to do? And I guarantee you, once this news reaches down south, man, they're going to be coming. I got another amnesty. It's time to go start on the next one. And because you got those poor children, they're going to be coming in with their parents. And, you know, you look at DACA and DAPA. I mean, goddamn, this is what they just got, DACA and DAPA. The very thing this bastard ran supposedly against. DACA for the children, and now that the children are citizens, you got those parents who brought them in, if through no fault of their own, because the kids didn't have anything to say about the law that their parents were breaking, but now you got the children here, well, the DAPA is for the parents. God damn, people, I mean, they treat us with complete contempt, I swear they do. A pathway to citizenship from 1.8 million to 4.5 million illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for President Obama's deferred action. I guess it's not really illegal if you can enroll and, you know, you can get deferred action for childhood arrivals, DACA thing. I guess there's nothing really illegal about crossing our borders, is there? A more than 10-year wait before legal immigration levels are reduced to provide much-needed relief and wage increases to Americans working in middle class. Boy, you came in last. Who's that son of a bitch representing? Who are they all representing? Foreign nationals. I mean, one world order. Oh, I'm America's president. Boy, man, people fell for that. God damn, how stupid. No immediate end to the wage-crushing importation of blue-collar and white-collar foreign workers. Of course there ain't, because this is a billionaire. This was an international billionaire operation in cahoots with the billionaires in this country, the Masonic Dirty Church cabal, who wanted the reins of power back here. Oh, repurposing. I love that word. Repurposing of the 50,000 visas that currently import foreign nationals. So, you know, the Democrats supposedly crying, no, they're cutting down the immigration. They're making that. No, they're just switching it around here because they've done got all the blue collar jobs. They done got those wages driven down to nothing. Now, like we told you they were going to do, they are going after the white collar jobs, and they're going to need all these visas to bring in the white collar workers from India and such places. Man, this thing's driving me crazy. Quit blinking. To drive down to eliminate those jobs, to completely eliminate the middle class, because you can't have a middle class in a communist dictatorship, can you? Boy, but I mean, the good old boys, they think they got their deal. Well, maybe that, you know, I guess that's the big sell to the elite, is the different systems for controlling the goyim, you know, the animals out here in the field, you and me.
What's up, Henry?
Oh, not much. What are you doing today, brother?
Oh, I'm just trying to get another breath in these lungs, man. I'm having a rough day, but I was thinking, I'm getting a feedback echo on my end.
I don't know what to tell you. Everything sounds good on this end.
Not a speakerphone or anything like that.
It could be an open line somewhere. I don't hear it here. I don't think Laura hears it over the broadcast, or she'd be telling me.
Anyway, would like to, oh, there it goes, gone now. Would like to hear those Trump apologists and ones who were able to read his mind. What his hollow promises were during the campaign. You know, what gets me is these good stupid Massey Fergusons. You know, and I substitute the words I really like to use there with Massey Ferguson. Go on and believe that these people have any type of oral contract in these
the rhetoric.
The rhetoric, man. You know. And I'm gonna tell you, you know, you still hear some of them, you know, trying to apologize. Well, he's another one of these damn criminals.
Right? Oh, absolutely. I hear him doing it too, Jim. I hear him. I mean, even with what's happening right now. Oh, he's just offering that great big wonderful deal for everything that they want because he knows they won't take it because they want more.
Good stupid fool. It gets stuck in that position. I don't know, man. It just drives me kind of stupid myself, I guess, you know. I'm a back out. I'll listen.
It drives me crazy because of what it equates to me is the loss of time. I mean, this problem is so evident, and it's so overbearingly right in your face, and it's going to be taken care of before any of us knows any peace and happiness again.
You have to put up
with this goddamn stalling.
What you said there, Henry, the loss of time, all right, and that's what it gets right down to, is these good stupid Massey Fergusons don't have a clue of what their life property is, what their life property is as it relates to time, you know? They've been so thoroughly indoctrinated, and you know, I gotta have some forgiveness, because you know what? I was a good stupid Massey Ferguson for a good long time, you know? It's frustrating, does. So just keep beating the bushes and howling at the top of your lungs, Henry. There's got to be people out there that will wake up. I'm noticing some real square Johns out here, man, that, you know, 1 year ago would have looked at me like I was a damn fool. 5 years ago, you know, they looked at me like that, but now they're starting to question, you know, and that's what we need.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, there was a point in the ball game where they were getting surly. The Trumpers were going to thought they were going to puff up. Oh, you're just going to accept our Trumpy. You know, no, we're not. And, you know, and now I see a lot of them like you. You know, there's egg on a lot of people's faces. But, I mean, you talk about yourself. Man, everybody would like to. I mean, you'd like to think there was some better way that we didn't have to, that this isn't the way things had to be. But, I mean, when you've played this game as long as I have, you get to the point to where it's just so blatantly obvious that there's only one way out of this, and it's a fight.
Well, yeah, it is a fight, you know. A lot of these people, they ain't been stomped with handcuffs on their wrist and had the handcuffs stomped while they're on their wrist. They ain't been kicked in the ribs and got fractured ribs. They ain't been kicked in the eardrum, got a shattered ear or broken eardrum that still gives you trouble nowadays. You know, they ain't had their nose broke, you know. They haven't had the courts extract from them yet, you know. I mean, and they've been so brainwashed into going, you know, most I'd say two-thirds of the people in jails and prisons in this country don't belong there. They're there for one reason, is because they've been hypothecated and the whole system is monetized, and that's it, man. They're being exploited in human trafficking. You know?
Oh, absolutely, it's an industry. It is an industry in this country. Okay, I mean, absolutely. Back to the article, man. Let's go on with this so we can get through it here.
Yep.
Reproducing, we already did that, $25 billion to fund the construction of a wall along the United States border. Maybe I fantasized this. Maybe I heard it in a dream. But I thought that, well, wasn't Mexico supposed to pay for that? And if they didn't want to pay for it, well, he was going to grab the remittances, which is the number, I mean, that's the, makes up the most of the income for the state of, or for the state, for the country of Mexico. Do you see what I'm saying here, people? This son of a bitch, he ain't done shit for you and me if you look at it. Step back and look at it. He, for the billionaires, I mean, goddamn, opened up the oil, everything else, you know, the Keystone Pipeline, that was the first goddamn thing on his agenda. You know, $3.2 trillion, 86% of it going to his goddamn corporate buddy. I mean, just a goddamn, these people who have been making record profits since they committed fraud back in 2008 and weren't jailed, they've made record profits right up today, and he just handed them $3.2 trillion plus all of the money that they've made off our stolen resources, manufacturing them in the slave countries and putting the money off the shore. Well, you can just bring it on back home and pay off your dividends, because those are the people that put his ass in office. Those people in this country, when I told you that there's billionaires here, where do you think their money is? It's in, they, you know, they have portfolios. And a lot of that money that was made during the Obama years, when all the industry was shipped overseas to the slave states, that's their money sitting offshore there that they can't touch until it's repatriated to the United States. It can't be put back in their accounts. That was another reason that the billionaires in this country were in on this plot. I mean, this goddamn production to put this carnival barker. I mean, my God, if a person with zero. I mean, goddamn, you're looking for somebody, you know, a decent, honest man to step up. This son of a bitch have not one qualification. 9 bankruptcies. We told you this. He came through 9 bankruptcies. He ended up, he's a billionaire after 9 bankruptcies. How does that work, people? How does that work in an honest world? It doesn't. And now they've got the king of bankruptcy up there. He just went to Davos, Switzerland, so that he could, the international could sit down there and talk about how they're going to come in and buy up our infrastructure. Who's going to own our roads? Who's going to own our electric facilities, our electric grids, what might have you? That's what they were doing over there. And plus, sitting down and over there at Davos, they were writing down on a piece of paper for Donald Trump, because he's so freaking dumb he can't even think for himself. And they were writing down on a piece of paper what his new amnesty policy was going to be, which was he's going to give you DACA and DAPA and more. And the little bit of law that they will put on the books, well, goddamn, they've never obeyed the law, have they? You actually have to enforce the law for it to mean anything, don't you? What they're doing is legitimizing about, you know, 20 years of blatant criminality. What they, I mean, writing these waivers to, I mean, they didn't change the goddamn laws that came out of the legislator. The law said that, you know, the immigration laws were very specific. And what? Well, yeah, I know the people's representatives legislated these laws to protect their sovereignty and protect what's theirs. But I'm going to write a waiver. I'll just write my name down here in this waiver and sign it. Oh, now it doesn't. The law doesn't apply. I mean, it's like we covered over here. I think it was a week or so ago, the get out of jail free cards, or the, you know, these goddamn New York cops, they were pissed off because they were cutting back on their get out of jail free cards that they give to people for Christmas gifts and shit. This is how pathetic it has all come, people. There's no different. This is what they've been doing at a federal level. They've been writing get out of jail free cards. You don't have to obey the law. Oh, yeah, you mean you have a business over there and you could make an extra $100 million this year if you could bring in some Somali, we'll call them refugees. How about, I know you want that Somali workforce. You got it all lined up. You went to Somalia. You got a whole little community of them. You went and bought the housing and what and everything to bring them over here because they'll work for $4 an hour. And you're going to make an extra $100 million next year because of this deal. We'll just write you a waiver. That waiver, if you're going to make an extra $100 million, that waiver ought to be worth, what, a couple million anyway, huh? That's nothing. A couple million out of 100? That ain't nothing, right? And it piles up. I mean, I mean, the one thing that I haven't seen nobody look at yet is Obama's bank account before and after his presidency. How much is that son of a bitch worth? Oh, he wrote a book, so he's got $1 trillion from that book. I believe it, don't you? Oh, mercy, people. But I mean, here we, this is, it's getting old coming up and saying, well, you know, this is what we told you. And well, here it is. I guess it, you know, we were right about this, and goddamn, nobody should have fell for this because it was so blatant and in your face. And goddamn, you almost had to be, I don't know, on drugs to believe this shit. At any rate, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and that was Social Distortion with Down Here with the Rest of It. It's going to be all of us down here. Make no mistake about it. I thought this was an interesting development. Now we know that Hillary Clinton and the Clinton criminal cabal was involved with deals for the uranium out here in the West. And, you know, the gold and the silver goes along with it. We also know that the Chinese are already here. They're taking out our gold right now for mining claims. And they're being allowed to. Foreign nationals, it's just a wholesale stealing. But they like this article here, I mean, the way they play this game back and forth. Now, the international communists, they had it set up to sell it to the Russians. And the Russians would sell it to the Chinese with a middleman there. And we know that they had to, as a part of the environmental impact for the open pit uranium mining they want out here, they had to have buffer zones so that, you know, so much land set aside for the animals that you and I couldn't walk on, because it's only for the animals. That's the only thing that counts on this damn earth. But at any rate, that's why we're seeing all these national monuments and all this shit out here in the middle of the desert, in the middle of no goddamn where, national forests and shit where there ain't even a tree. Well, now it's coming back the other way. What it is you're seeing these contracts are going to be hijacked. And this is, I think this plays right into it. A modern land run. Trump move opens Utah to mining claims under 1872 law. Boy, this is a very good deal for you and me, because this is what it was made for you and me. But the person who's going to be capitalizing, that's a great word in it, capitalizing on this deal is not you and me. This is from Reuters. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw federal protections from millions of acres of Utah wilderness will reopen much of the iconic terrain to gold, silver, copper, and uranium land claims under a Wild West era mining law, according to federal officials. Starting at 6 a.m. on February 2nd, the moment Trump's proclamation reducing the size of the Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase, and see, this would be written from the other side, because they're going to act like it's a big environmental thing they're looking for. No, they're fighting. They are fighting. One of the international communists and the Fabian socialists are fighting over who's going to get the riches in that goddamn land out there, the uranium. And see, they'll talk about, in this article, they'll talk about how the price of uranium's down. Price of gold ain't. Price of silver ain't. But let's go on. Okay, we're Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments takes effect. Private citizens and companies, and these companies are these going to be front companies coming out of China. Every one of them, you go back and you start looking into who the investors are and where the money's come from. This is China. Make no mistake. I mean, the way they play this off in this article, you understand that, you know what? We were right about Trump. We've been right about every bit of this shit, and we're right about this. Private citizens and companies will be allowed to stake claims for hard rock mining in a process governed by the General Mining Law of 1872, according to the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. That's the BLM. Man, the hated BLM. Now they're stepping in and opening up this land. The BLM, who was taking all the land and cutting it off. And what's going on here, people? The process for staking a claim remains much as it did during the gold rush. A prospector hammers four poles into the ground corresponding to four points of a parcel that can be as big as 20 acres and attaches a written description of the claim onto one of them. A prospector then has 30 days to record the claim at the local BLM office. We're working on getting information and new monument maps ready for people interested in claims. And I'll tell you who interested. To the claim. I'll tell you who's going to get these claims. Anybody, you know what? About, you know, probably midsummer, we're going to come out and we're going to reread an article on the air talking about the Chinese over there taking our goddamn resources through this. But wait till you see what they got to pay here. I mean, we're going to get our share. Don't worry. Said Utah Bureau of Land Management spokesman Michael Richardson. The cost of claiming are low. $212 filing fee and an annual maintenance fee of $150. Unlike laws governing petroleum extraction, there are no environmental guidelines specific to hard rock mining and no requirements to pay a royalty. That means we get nothing of this. They're going to act like, well, this is opened up for America. No, it ain't. This will be a goddamn corporations. The corporations, you go dig into them, it's going to be the Chinese. The Chinese are coming here. That what Harry Reid couldn't give them, Donald Trump is going to give them. This is how they fulfill their obligation for that, well, $3.2 trillion they just got 86% of. I mean, this and the Alaskan wilderness. I mean, oh, people. This is the sellout, man. This is the fire sale for your country we're looking at here. $150. Unlike laws governing petroleum extraction there, and we get no royalty, people. The claim provides prospectors mineral rights, but not ownership of the land. The law covers mining for uranium, gold, silver, copper, and other precious metals, but excludes coal and petroleum because somebody else in this country has already got an exclusive on the coal and petroleum. That was done, you know, 100 years ago, back when Joe and Bob and Jim sat down and said all the petroleum and all of the coal belonged to, you know, these three fellows here, signed it. Yeah, that's it. It was theirs. It's fair, and it's a very good deal for you.
$150 a year? That sounds like a business license to me, Henry. I pay $150 a year to keep my business license up. I mean, I don't get $150 a year for what?
It's a maintenance. It's you know, to keep, like you say, to keep your, renew your license every year. It's a maintenance fee is what they're calling it here, Mark. But this is what I guarantee you, there's going to be companies. It's going to be because they threw in companies. Why would companies be a part of, you know, when this was opened up? With the Mining Act, it was for goddamn, for hard rock mining. It was for people to go out and prospect, you know. It wasn't for companies. You know, there were no big companies like that, though. They developed very quickly, make no mistake. But this is like when the Alaskan gold rush and stuff, when people were going up to Alaska to, you know, to mine the gold. And this is what they paid, guys. Back in them dollars. You know what them dollars would be worth today? I mean, this is a little amount because it was for Americans. It was for just individual people to go out and make some, you know, to make make their fortune. But when they throw in companies, now, goddamn, a company, it isn't going to be 20 acres. I mean, there'll be a clause in it where each shareholder, I mean, 20 acres for each shareholder. There's 50,000 shareholders. Wow. All of that land that with the Russians were going to come in and open mine, now the Chinese are going to do it and just cut the Russians out of the deal. This is all we're seeing here. We're going to have goddamn trillions of dollars of our resources, we'll hand it over for what the hell was the fine? $212 filing fee, $150 a year. And they're going to come in. They're doing it right now. We've reported on it. The Chinese are here taking our freaking gold right now for this price, just for the filing fees. And all of this is letting them come in and do it is payoffs for these goddamn big, what they're doing, they're making loans in our names, they're sticking it in their goddamn pockets, and then they're paying off the loans with our reason. What they're doing is selling our goddamn country off and under us while we're sitting on it. The law covers mining for uranium. We did that. Petroleum. Uranium rush. Maybe not. You know, see, this is where they're going to throw you off the scent. See, this is going to throw you off the scent. We already know they're selling goddamn uranium through the Clinton deal outside the United States in frickin' violation of the goddamn, there ain't no law. What am I saying? I'm being silly here. But theoretically, it was supposed to be only sold inside the borders of America. And we've heard a couple of little quiet reports. Oh, yeah, it's been sold to other countries. My God, people. Conversation groups, including the Southeastern Utah Wilderness Alliance, are concerned that new prospecting in the area could cause environmental harm, but it's unclear. Now, see, they're going to be coming under this 1872 law. There is no, I mean, they open pit mining for uranium. They're going to do it. And when the people scream out, they're going to go, well, they paid their $212. So they can, I mean, whatever the mess is, well, I guess you're going to have to pay to clean that up, aren't you? It said right there, companies. I don't care if they're Chinese. You're in a one world economy, people. Them Chinamen's got as much right to your resources as you do, don't you know?
Hey, dig this, Henry.
Yeah.
Cost of, or whatever, the medium of trade is a worthless, pretty much a worthless Federal Reserve note, piece of paper with ink. And depending on how much money they've leveraged out in these worthless Federal Reserve notes, you know. These guys are probably, well, they are getting it for nothing, basically. And the rest of us are still in the debt slavery.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, the bottom line, what we're looking at here, I'm telling you, we told you people, you know, he's just got back from Davos. And now they're doing all this stuff. And, you know, we got a, I read another article earlier about, you know, the toll roads and you know, they're going to hand all the, or they're going to take money from you and me, hand it over to foreigners that they're going to invest with their money. So if the project costs, say, $200 million, they're going to hand them $200 million. They're going to invest $400 million and they'll have $200 million right in returns. And then they can charge, Chinaman's going to be charging you to go down your road past the uranium mines he owns. Bottom line. This is what is happening right in front of our eyes. And there's, like Jim was pointing out there, there's still these assholes out here. You got to let Trump be Trump. Well, Trump is being Trump, and you're gonna end up over at the ditch with a bullet in your head, you dumb son of a bitch. That's all I can tell you.
Well, dig this, man. You know, the Kroger store is closing down in my neighborhood, so it's basically going to turn a large part of my city or my area here into a food desert, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, we're basically a blue-collar community from days past when we had an industrial base here, built a lot of heavy equipment, Caterpillar, International Harvester, et cetera. But you know, one thing about the Davos, what I picked up on Trump was, you know, how he's deregulated for the corporations,
the international
conglomerates, and that, and the deregulation. And we're supposed to just like fawn all over this guy and kiss his ass, and it's like, square finger salute, buddy, but you ain't done nothing for the man here on the ground. And when I say man, I'm not talking about person. I'm talking about man, you know, and getting off our backs, you know. So I'll back out again.
Well, you know, what we're talking about here, the deregulation you're talking about, we're talking about no regulation. Wait, I'm going to tell you, but by the time you hear the cry from the people that are right next to these places, hey, they're out there open pit mining, goddamn, I mean, thousands of acres of it, and by the time that it all gets filtered out to us, it'll be, well, they're doing it under that Mining Claims Act of 1872. There is no regulation. Well, goddamn, well, there's a goddamn Chinese company doing it. Well, yeah, they can.
Exactly. No regulation for them, and an onerous, overbearing regulation for
we don't get access to our resources.
Man.
You're exactly correct. No, this has been, I mean, this is blatant in your face. These are the international elitists just coming in and say, we can do as we please, and you better stay out of our way.
I call them the priest of the dead letter death cult. That's what I call them, man. That's what they are.
Well, they'll have the Chinese in here.
What they want.
They'll have China. Yeah. They'll have Chinese workers in here out in this desert, strip mining. And you know, you and me, we'll just have to, you know, breathe the poison. And the people that are responsible for this will never even see those open pit mines. They won't get close to them or be exposed to the radiation. And I love the way that they, in this, you know, right, here's what I was talking about, where they're trying to belittle the situation and act like it isn't what I just read and what I know is going to happen. The Bears Ear area is known to have uranium deposits, but prices are currently in the dumps at around $25 a pound compared to $130 a decade ago due to weak domestic demand for nuclear reactors. But wait a minute. I was reading up here and there was, you know, anywhere you find uranium, you find all precious metals. And this is a known. This is why you had all that shit going on out there with the Bundys and out in the Oregon desert. And it's about gold. It's about silver. It's about precious metals. That the Chinese are already here. We've read you the articles. The Chinese are already here taking your goddamn gold out of the ground for, what was it here, $212 and $150 annual fee, and hauling it out of this country. It's happening. We all know it. I mean, like I said, this is the final rape of your country. They will leave you here in a radiated hellhole, third world shithole, period. That's the end game for them. Hmm. U.S.-based uranium mining companies, now this is, what did I just say there? Is that a U.S. mining company? No, that's a U.S.-based mining company, Energy Fuels and UR Energy, and I guarantee you go look into those companies. Anybody wants to do it, it's Energy Fuels and capital U, little r, Energy. And you look into those and see who owns them. I tell you who own! Both of which are pressing the White House for uranium import tariffs, also said they were not currently planning to run out into the Utah wilderness with poles to stake claims. Bullshit. That's all right. You know, I'll say it this day. What the hell we got here? We got January 31st, and I'm going to be coming back up, and I'm going to be telling you guys, you're going to be finding out the hard way, because it'll be a fait accompli. They'll already have the open pit mines, and then it'll be a big old, maybe they'll have a whole election on just stopping the Chinese from poisoning in this with this, changing that 1872 law that lets any goddamn son of a bitch around the world come in here and just, well, I guess you got to be the right kind of son of a bitch. What am I saying? But come in here and just, you know, relieve us of our property. But Energy Fuels wrote a letter in May asking the administration to adjust the monument's boundaries to accommodate its operations. But we don't want, no, we're not really going to do anything out there. We just want you to change the law. And said that there were, quote, many other known uranium and vanadium deposits located within the original boundaries that could provide valuable energy and mineral resources in the future, in gold and silver and copper and precious metals for the Chinese, to pay off loan that they give to rich white American politician and black American politician and brown American politician. When Trump announced his, it's all going to the Chinese. When Trump announced his decision to shrink the monuments in December, he biled at his victory for local governments against what he called abusive federal overreach on Western lands. I don't know that there was really the overreach. What was the overreach? I mean, God damn it, what the hell is his name in Nevada there? Oh man, it's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, come on. The senator there from Las Vegas, the dirtbag. Reed. Senator Harry Reed. What was the overreach there? They were taking ranches and using the banks and what might have you to squeeze ranchers out to accumulate lands to put under federal control so they could, well, turn them over to the Chinese. And Trump's going to fix that. He's going to take away all those regulations that allowed people like Harry Reid to get in control of all that land, and he's going to turn it over to the Chinese.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I might add that these plans didn't just occur within the last 2 years.
No. They planned 50 years, 100 years into the future. This is why what you had here, what you have right here is, like I said, the Koch brothers, these international billionaires, along with the billionaires in this country, hijacking a theft is all it is. Hijack, they're going to, I mean, it's all about contracts and we all know it. But that's what it is. You know, they told the Chinese were supposed to be getting that uranium via the Russians, who were the middleman, who were going to make the, you know, get their cut of the pie because they did the dirty deal, because China couldn't do the dirty deal through the Clinton Foundation and did the payoffs there so that they could get in and tap the uranium, the gold and the silver. And it's just been hijacked. And now, you see, it's open to them now, you see, but it's going to have to, I mean, the Chinese company, they're going to be coming in, I'm ready to get my gold. But then it's going to be, well, yeah, you're going to get your gold because we promised you that we're going to give you actual tangible resources for all of that mammon that you supplied us with in the name of loans to the American people for things they really needed, like a tax break for us. And we're going to pay you off. We're going to pay you off in gold and uranium. But it's going to be the people we made a deal with, not just any goddamn Chinaman's coming in here. It's going to be Tang Dao and company, because that's who we made the deal with. This is plain and simple. My God, people, what other country? Well, there's other countries being ripped of their, about every other country in the world is being ripped of their resources, but never have a people that have been armed that should know what they belongs to them. And watching it goddamn happen right in front of their face, like I said, this isn't breaking news or, you know, this. We didn't discover uranium here. We just discovered the theft. And I mean, if you can't see what's going on, you don't want to. That's all it is at this point. You just do not want to see it. But what we're talking about here, people, is the wealth of this country. Man, they're already tapped into our oil. Our crude is being exported out of this country now. Our crude oil, that is a goddamn raw material. Our lumber, I mean, not in lumber, but in trees, our raw materials are being shipped out of this country. And now here they're coming after the goddamn minerals. I mean, this is the wealth of your nation. Once this shit's gone, you're just another piece of real estate. I guess you can grow more trees if they'll grow where they've been, you know, washing uranium, you know, or washing gold and, all of, if you live long enough to get anything when you got, you know, the, I'm talking about the poisons that are put out by mining the goddamn, mercury and shit like that. There you go.
Yeah, well, you know, strategically speaking, this makes absolutely no sense whatsoever what they're doing. Because you name those things, you know, it's like manufacturing, our food, etc. You know, I mean, we are getting set up.
Well, it makes sense if you see it for what it is. They have taken, they've got, you mean, all you got trillions that they've borrowed and shit. Okay, we got 21 trillion just missing, people. Can we, I mean, that's a national debt. They tell us it's a national debt to destroy a whole country, 21 trillion. But then they'll turn around and say, we got 21 trillion missing somewhere. Now, if that 21 trillion didn't go to the people, this is borrowed money, okay? It didn't go to us people. It's missing. It went in somebody's goddamn pocket, didn't it? Now, because that was borrowed in our name, that the son of a bitch is stole, now the people who they borrowed that money from, who are the Chinese, they want payback. They want real tangible wealth. They're not stupid enough to, you know, take a debt note, you know, a debt dollar. The deal was when the money was borrowed that we're going to get this back in gold and silver. We have already flown over it. We've seen the through Russia because John covered on this how they had assay reports across the country. They know what we got here. And the deal was, I guarantee you, they sat down right at the goddamn table, the Chinese and these dirty son of a bitchin' bastards calling themselves our government, this foreign occupation. They sit down and they said, over this many years, it's going to be a $21 trillion debt. We're going to borrow $21 trillion from you for the American people. We're going to steal it from the American people and put it in our pockets. And then you're going to come in. And we're going to hand you know, the resources there. Here are the assay reports. And we're going to let you come in for $212. And you can just, I mean, we'll let you take back $42 trillion. You'll double your money. This is what happened, people. Jesus, man. Yeah, it's just so frustrating.
That is the trespass on our life's time and the theft thereof.
Oh, absolutely, brother. That's all there is to it. Anyways, guys, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, point this shit out. I mean, the stuff like this, it's not going to make the mainstream. This is stuff that people need to see. This is the true, I mean, we talk about the billions going out our ports, and it is. I mean, goddamn coal, you name it. Oil. They're stealing us blind, but they're coming after every goddamn thing. They'll leave us here with nothing. Anyways, we got Spike Timmons coming up behind us here with Hammering the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio. And that being said, I mean, like I said, drill this. I mean, this is something you should be talking about with people, and that is The Word from the Trenches.